All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. And now we're going to do the Olympic sports report with our good friend Chris Sill.
Thank you, guys. All right, so in men's diving, Virginia's second-year diver J.B. Collade broke the school record on the 3-meter springboard. In men's and women's tennis opens the 2013 season at number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Take that, Southern Cal.
How about winning some hardware this year, though, Brian
Mullen?
You know, I'm tired of finishing second.
It's the fourth time in the last 8 seasons. The Cavaliers have been the preseason number one team in the poll. So I figure, you know,
this is the one.
And how much hardware do we have?
We're going to kick in the door.
We'll get there. All right, and then the women are tied for 11th this year. So both teams are going to be playing pretty solid.
That might be the highest women have ever been ranked preseason.
Is that right? Wow.
Pretty certain.
They've been pretty consistently solid the past couple of years. And then in women's basketball last week, China Crosby scored 5 points in the final minutes to help the Cavaliers hold on to a 52-48 victory over Virginia Tech Thursday night. So that was a big win. Something, a little bit of a basketball recruiting update. Last night there were some big stars in the 2015 and 16 class that were at the game. Among them was Thon Maker, who was a 7-foot prospect, 2016 class, who apparently was hanging out with Devin Hall a decent amount. So hopefully Devin, you know, got a good relationship in there. As well, Kurt Jones, who's at Highland Springs right now. He's a class of 2016 prospect, a guard. And then Deshaun Corprew and Tyler Creamer were also there. So all these guys are top-notch. Probably looking at Carolina, too. But
when you say class of 2016, they would enter in the fall of 2016?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
So we're getting in early on these kids.
Yeah.
So pretty much have to.
Yeah.
Thon Maker.
Yeah, he's
7 feet tall,
deal.
15 years old.
Yep.
Still growing.
And you're telling me he's a point guard.
I don't think he's a point guard.
Wants to shoot the rock. Everybody wants to shoot the three.
Also, our buddy Chris Horn reports on the Sabre concerning UVA recruiting commitments. Malcolm Cook apparently is looking at a couple of visits. Hopefully that big weekend on January 18th, hopefully Virginia can seal the deal. Malcolm Cook is a pretty darn good football player up at Fork Union right now. Also true is Terrell Chavis. I think he's looking at the Hoos and the Hokies with potential visits at both schools coming down the stretch here. Hopefully he will come to his senses. Virginia has stuck by him from the beginning. It's good to see that Potomac defensive tackle Donta Wilkins, who's a beast, has said that Virginia is firm with him and he's not looking anywhere else and can't wait to go to Charlottesville. So that was some good news. And Tim Harris, word has it that he's leaning strongly to sticking with his commitment to coming to Charlottesville. He plays at Verona. And my friends that have seen him play said that he's a superior defensive back and would fit in beautifully with the other Virginia players. And let's hope that he sticks to his commitment.
Absolutely. All right. You want to look at basketball schedule or talk about the national championship football game first?
Hoops.
Hoops first. Tomorrow night, your Clemson Tigers visit Cameron Indoor Stadium, 7 o'clock ESPNU. Tigers probably have no chance.
That's a big game, though. Reminding people that Virginia is at Wake Forest on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and that looks like the Raycom game. Also, let's talk about the national championship game. I have a strong opinion on this. I think Alabama is just too darn strong, both on the offensive line and the defensive line. The line play is just going to dictate the tempo in this game. Alabama's quarterback is used to this atmosphere, the type of energy and the energy and the adrenaline that's involved, and I think he'll handle the pressure beautifully. I would expect Alabama to cover the 9.5-point spread easily.
Wow.
Maybe win by 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
Wow. No love whatsoever for the Irish.
You know, the Irish are good.
I think
Alabama has been in this thing.
Father Flanagan offend you sometime along the way?
No,
or what's going on here?
Nothing against Father Flanagan. I just don't think they can match up.
Well, I hope
what do you think, Hobo?
You know, it's going to be a huge television audience for the TV folks. Hopefully, it'll be a competitive game
and go down
to the last few minutes. You know, Notre Dame, you know, they escaped a couple of times, barely beat Pitt. Stanford was close, had a couple of goal line stands. So, yeah, they, in some ways, they're fortunate to be there. But you never know. A football game, you know, a couple of turnovers, Notre Dame could be there.
They're like-minded coaches. Brian Kelly and Nick Saban are very much alike in their approach to the game and practicing and preparing. So I think it's going to be a good battle from that front. I think that Bama's going to win, but I think it's going to be inside the spread. So
interesting.
We'll see.
You know, interesting, there is an X factor to this game, and that is the quarterback for Notre Dame is an unbelievable runner. He is like having a halfback in the backfield. When he takes off, he's going to go for more than 5 yards.
Now, which coach is better having a month to prepare?
Well, I think Saban has a high-powered staff. Again, his team,
including Mike Rowe, by the way.
Yeah,
well, Mike Rowe, not talk about that. But
Mike Rowe is an excellent quarterbacks coach. He's a terrific guy. Alabama is used to being in this situation. That experience gives them a touchdown by itself.
Yeah, and this would be three out of four, which is really impressive.
But, you know, like you said, they have a running quarterback, and Bama had a lot of trouble with Johnny Football.
Johnny Football.
Yeah, I mean,
Mizell just ate him alive. All right, we got a minute to go. Next week's show, Hobbo. Who do we have?
You already mentioned it, Yuri Barnes, and you indicated he will be in studio with us.
Quite possibly.
And we also have the wrestling coach, Steve Garland.
Which we're very excited about. Steve Garland has got the Wahoos ranked in the top 20 again. You got to tip your hat off to him because he's kept Virginia in the top 20. They're very competitive.
And two weeks from now, Barry Parkhill,
Barry Parkhill's
my
coming
former
on
teammate, will join us.
Quick comments. Recently, I did a test drive on one of the Moore's Volvos, the S60, a splendid automobile. And if you are out there shopping, looking for beginning of the new year deals, this might be the time to go get yourself a 2012 automobile that they might work with you on the pricing a little bit.
Frank, would you get me a car?
Yeah.
I could hook you up.
Tell them Who's Talking sent you.
All right, we're taking off. Go Wahoos. Beat the Demon Deacons on Wednesday night. Good luck to the combatants in the BCS Championship game.
All right, roll tide.
Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.